We interrupt this broadcast for a special announcement.
Kerris Matthews Curiosity Shop.
So we open the door and we step inside. And what have we? Manu Del Argo, hello. Welcome to the Curiosity Shop.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Thank you, very good.
Now, you're native of Austria.
Yes.
Do you live now in London?
I do live in London, yeah, since 6 years already.
And you've got this rather extraordinary-looking instrument on your lap. You're straining to get at the microphone because there's this huge UFO on your lap. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it is called the Hang, and it is from Switzerland. It's quite a new instrument. It's only like 12 years old, and it makes quite an amazing sound.
Turn it upside down for me, because it does look like a metal UFO or like one of those mobile barbecues, the Weber barbecues. Why did somebody, who invented it and why did they invent this?
That was a small company in Switzerland called PanArt, and they used to build steel drums.
Yeah.
And then they decided to make an instrument which you play by hand, so they sort of turned the shape upside down, or inside out basically, and you play it with your hands, which makes it much softer in sound than a steel drum. And it's also more versatile because you can do beats as well as melodies.
Do you want to talk us through a few different styles that you can get on the Hang instrument?
Yeah, you can basically do melodies and chords sounding like this.
Is absolutely beautiful. I didn't expect that at all.
Yeah, it's quite a nice sound. And then the cool thing is you can also play purely rhythmic stuff, like, for example, this. And then you can also combine the two things which I just played.
Stuff. Now, is that track on this album?
No, that was something older, where basically a Hang solo thing, but on the new album it's more produced, and there are some electronic beats around the Hang and strings, and also some songs with various singers, so it's quite a versatile album now.
Yeah, there's a lovely track on it, Ice Cream Van, with James
Hersey, yeah.
Hersey, and it does, and it crosses genres because there's some sort of a chamber string arrangements on there as well. Did you? Because you went to classical music college, didn't you? Do the string arrangements as well?
Yes, I did pretty much everything apart from the actual production and mixing side. So I had a great producer called Matt Robertson from Brighton, and he did that.
How did you first come across the Hang instrument, and why do they call it the Hang?
The word is a Swiss dialect word and means the hand, Hang. So it's because you played with your hands and you can always hear your hands, the attack of it. It's basically called the hand, and which is H-A-N-G, Hang. And I came across it in 2003 when it was still quite new, and my father saw it in the internet and we got really interested in bought one together, and then I bought another one for myself, and then another one, and gradually it turned into one of my main instruments.
Does it come in kind of different keys and different, you know, high ones? And
yeah, exactly. Each Hang has 8 or 9 different notes on it, and then I often play 3 simultaneously. So
wow.
There's one on my lap and one on my right and one on my left, and that sort of gives me a chromatic scale so that I have all 12 notes of the Western system available.
You'll be looking like Jean-Michel Jarre of the Hang. You're just having all these Hangs like floating on stage. Well, brilliant. It's quite exciting. You've got this album coming out on the 5th of April, and then a huge amount of touring to do. And there's a big one that we should mention first. 5th and the 6th of April, Manu Del Argo collaborations. Tell me about this.
Yeah, that's a festival, a 2 days festival at King's Place in London at York Way. And the first night will be the album launch of my Bigger Than Home album, where I will be playing with my band. And on the second day, I'll collaborate with various special guests. There are 2 duos, one called Circle of Sound and one called Knallpot. And then there is also an amazing choir from Iceland called Graduale Nobili, which is the choir from Björk. And I've recorded a piece with them together for Hang and Choir, and we'll be doing the European premiere of that piece.
Blimey, that sounds exciting stuff. Because really, I just didn't imagine that instrument to sound as sweet as it does. Because, you know, you imagine it being like a steel drum, which is, you know, it's got limitations, doesn't it, to the versatility of it. Beautiful. And it's got like a little steel nipple on the top. That's like the bass notes just
exactly.
there.
Exactly, yeah.
Manu Delago, thank you for coming and taking us around this instrument, the hang instrument.